Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, November 13th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. And our goal each weekday in preparing and sharing these messages that we indeed might encourage and instruct fellow followers of Jesus Christ. Today's message is titled Strengthened by Grace. It's based on a passage from Hebrews 13, verse 9, the first part of the passage. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace.
Consider today the instability of our present world. Yet we long for stability and security. But don't be deceived. The world is unable to offer any real guarantee for this stability. Wars and rumors of wars, terrorist actions and threats, and financial upheavals will always exist on this side of eternity. It's real. It's a part of our fallen world that is a result of man's continued rebellion against God Almighty.
The Epistle to the Hebrews was written to encourage early believers who were tempted to return to their old way of life. The writer is unidentified, but the Holy Spirit is most certainly identifiable as he gives the initial recipients and all of us a good dose of inspiration and spiritual stability.
And he writes, "Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings," end quote. These believers were enduring both persecution from without and false teaching from within that sought to undermine their faith. Certainly persecution exists today, as do all kinds of strange teachings, so the biblical admonition is pertinent to all generations.
The other day I read an article about a man from Florida who claimed to be the Apostle Peter. Well, strange teachings have cropped up all throughout my life, Brooksine's of course as well, but indeed all throughout the church age they have. The Apostle Paul instructed us to become mature in our walk with Christ. In Ephesians 4, verse 14, he writes, "Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming."
Strange teachings are those that are contrary to the apostles' doctrine, as mentioned in Acts 2:42, or Paul's commission to Timothy that was written in 2 Timothy 2:2. "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others." Jude appealed to the early church and each subsequent generation to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all handed down to the saints.
Paul instructs Titus, "You must teach what is in accord with sound doctrine." That's in Titus 2, verse 1. Doctrine gets a bad rap among many today. It's seen as old-fashioned, unimportant, and restricted by so many. Although the syrupy platitude found in a brief vision statement may be encouraging, I'm not against vision statements. I really want to see more. Preferring a point-by-point statement expressing biblical theology, such as a specific declaration of doctrine supported by Scripture.
Our doctrine is a systematic belief system that is based on Scripture. When I encounter a ministry that I'm unfamiliar with, I want to examine their doctrinal statement as we described above. It should be available if you visit a church, if you visit a Bible teaching website, or if you read a publication from a Christian periodical. If we read the doctrinal statement of a ministry or organization up front, it will help us to be aware of leanings toward false teaching. By not doing so, we might be drawn into a group of people, perhaps we just simply connected with their personalities or whatever drew us to them in the first place, but their teaching may be incompatible with Scripture, and due to establishing close relationships right away with those people or involving ourselves in that particular ministry, we find ourselves eventually disillusioned. And we bring sorrow upon ourselves and the body of whom we have served there and fellowshipped with. Many people find themselves in this dilemma, and it's critical that we avoid falling into Satan's trap when we have guides to prevent such circumstances.
And really, statements of doctrine are just the kind of guides we're talking about. Mm-hmm. They're kind of seen as old-fashioned and restrictive, but they're a wonderful guide. Well, the verse goes on to state, it is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace. Perhaps you would like to personalize it even further by declaring, as I do today, it is good for my heart to be strengthened by grace. The word strengthened here conveys the sense of being established and stabilized.
God's grace is so amazing in a multitude of ways. We primarily and properly consider grace in regard to our salvation, for we are saved by grace. But God's grace strengthens our hearts all through life's journey. Thank the Lord. Terror threats may distress us. We may grow weary. Discouragement sets in. Friends may forsake us. Financial security may crumble, and false doctrines abound. But God's grace continues to strengthen the heart and ascertain our resolve to live for Jesus Christ. The psalmist knew this when he wrote in 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The psalmist cried out in soulful honesty in 73:26, where he said, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And then Paul, in his beautiful prayer for the Thessalonians, said, may he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones.
Well, today, our friends in Christ, listen to our podcast. Let us heed this verse from Hebrews and not be carried away by strange teachings. May our hearts indeed be strengthened by God's amazing grace.
Let's pray together. Father, strange teachings lead us far away from your truths that we learn as we walk on the straight and narrow path laid out for us. It is on this path that your grace is revealed to us. It is evident as far as the eye can see and reaches way beyond our limited imagination. Your abundant grace brings us assurance when the world speaks of trouble. Your abiding grace brings us consolation when others forsake us. Your sustaining grace is manifested more in the trials of life than in the mountaintop experiences. Thank you for supplying us with your sufficient grace in the height and depth of our existence. Your amazing grace is supernatural. It never ceases to be amazing. And it is good for our hearts to be strengthened by your grace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I am sitting right here beside Brooksine today and praying that prayer with her. And just heard the passion and burden in her voice. Well, thank you for joining us today for our daily podcast. This is the message that we have prepared for Friday, November 13th, 2009. Of course, our website is dailyencouragement.net. These messages are posted each weekday on that website and then archived. That's why we give you the date. We have a beautiful photo up today, not taken by us, as is normally the case, but by our friend Doris High, if you care to look. And then just a couple of supplemental notes or resources. Difficult to consider a song, particularly the first part of the message, but did consider the great hymn, How Firm a Foundation. We have both a vocal and instrumental version of that song. For those interested, and really you should be, we have a brief summary of our doctrinal statement posted on the website. The link is there. It's actually on the site all the time. As I say, websites and churches should state what they believe. And we also point out, again, as I said, the photo today is Doris High, a friend of ours here in Lancaster County, and I actually have a link to her photo blog post with several beautiful fall photos. She titles Sense of Beauty. It really is. Well, thank you for joining us. Be encouraged today, and again, be on guard against strange teachings, and let your hearts be strengthened by grace.